For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy alongside Paul Prillo of Patriots Football Weekly as our draft preview series continues with the offensive line. And Paul, the Pats have invested a lot of draft capital last couple of years on the interior of the offensive line and signed a rookie free agent last year, David Andrews, who played a lot at center. So do you think they look outside at the tackle position to try to bolster that spot with Nate Solder and Sebastian Vollmer, of course, coming back as the starters? Yeah,
I think that's exactly what they do, and I think that's what they need. I mean, Shaq Mason, Trey Jackson, you add Jonathan Cooper in a trade in the offseason. You mentioned David Andrews and Brian Stork. You should be able to find three guys that you're feeling comfortable with out of that group of five or six players. Josh Klein, I didn't even mention. So, to me, you need to find somebody who can fit in and be a swing tackle. Because quite frankly, I didn't think Marcus Cannon did the job in that regard last year. They need to improve that area, and Sebastian Vollmer's getting a little bit older now, so you might want to look for a young tackle in this draft, and I think there are some.
Who do you like?
Well, there's some different guys, and you know, you move a little bit down the board. I really like Ronnie Stanley from Notre Dame, but there's no chance there. Jason Spriggs, I think, was an athletic kid out of Indiana who might be available in the second round. Jermaine Ifedi, similar kind of guy out of Texas A&M, second round kind of projection. Some good size, some good athleticism, good feet. I thought a lot of these guys, some of them looked, I think, Ifedi specifically looked more like a right tackle to me. And I think that's what you're sort of looking for because you're tied to Nate Solder a little bit here for the short term here going forward. So you're really looking for someone who might be able to be a swing tackle, but also potentially down the road to replace Vollmer.
Spriggs, like Nate Solder, wants a tight end. And then there's Cole Toner out of Harvard, kind of an interesting local prospect, at least from a local college. And you look at a guy like Kyle Murphy out of Stanford. The Patriots went with Cameron Fleming out of that program a couple of years ago.
Yeah, Murphy to me is a guy to keep an eye on because I think Stanford is one of those places that has a pro-style offense. Their offensive linemen are sort of plug-and-play type guys. They have a lot of experience. In that pro set. Small school guy, North Dakota State, Joe Haig, I kind of liked. And we've gotten to see a lot of him because of the Carson Wentz situation. Down the road, UCLA, Caleb Benenock, I believe I'm pronouncing that name correctly, really athletic, right tackle type, solid pass protection. I wouldn't be surprised to see, if you have another tackle, maybe third round, and then get another one in the sixth with all those sixth-round picks, Caleb Benenock would make some sense.
Enough talk about the tackles for now. For Paul Prillo from Patriots Football Weekly, I'm Bob Soucy for Patriots Today.